This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. The youngest known doctoral student to graduate from Denton's University of North Texas gets her diploma today. Noelle Jett will walk across the stage and get her PhD, and she's just 19. Only a few months into pre-K, Noelle Jett was so intellectually bright that her mom pulled her from school to teach her at home. Her fast-paced education never slowed. By 13, Jett began community college. At 14, she entered Texas A&M in College Station, living off campus with mom. At 16, she graduated, but was just warming up.
The PhD thing, I got my bachelor's degree in a total of 3 years. And then someone says, would you like to spend 3 years getting a master's? No. And so I knew I was going to go towards my PhD. And when you get a PhD, your master's is kind of nullified.
Jett lived on the University of North Texas campus the last 3 years, getting her doctorate in educational psychology. Mom Nancy Shasted says her daughter's intellectual curiosity focused on psychology almost from the start.
The first sign I had for sure was then when she would ask me questions, why other kids were doing things. And it'd be, as a three-year-old, like, well, I don't know, sweetie, I guess she wanted to do that. And she would be like, okay, but why would she want to do that? She just seemed to be very curious about why people did what they did.
In some ways, Shasted might have seen herself when looking at her young daughter. Mom was exceptional, too. She says she entered college at age 16 as a way to move up and out.
I just wanted a degree that I could get a job at. I wanted to be able to support myself and not in abject poverty.
Jett's doctorate degree focuses on the behavior of young, gifted students like her. Through the years, she's been called a genius, among other things.
Oh, I'm a former child prodigy, the most offensive of all the terms assigned to me.
Jett will accept profoundly gifted, though she dislikes almost all labels. She says they're good for data or in schools, not as an identity. She was a TV contestant on Millionaire Whiz Kids at 15, winning $25,000, but answering wrong on a question worth a lot more. She applied to numerous graduate schools and got accepted only at UNT. So she says she's not the perfect brainiac, people may assume. Jett's got a normal life, including a boyfriend, church mission work, music. She plays piano, sings and writes songs. And in the classroom, she says school's never been easy because she's always the youngster.
Everything was hard in a different way. I just feel like some were hard in an invigorating way and some were hard in an exhausting way.
A psychology class? Invigorating. A course on hierarchical linear modeling? Exhausting. Still, she loves it. That may show in her dissertation.
The actual title is Radically Early College Entrance on Radically Early College Entrance. And I had, again, sort of that thing, I had people say, this isn't a professional title. And I said, yes, it's my title. I'm well aware it's unprofessional. That's because I wrote it.
What's next for the Irving student?
Then I'm going back to school, shocker, to get my master's in counseling. I'm going to be a therapist.
Because Jett's greatest joy, she says, comes from reaching and helping people one-on-one. 5 years from now, she hopes to be working with clients in a successful practice. There's also an alternative dream.
5 years from now, I'm a rock star living in Singapore, making people happy.
Perhaps performing one of her songs like Faded Away. After all, this newly minted PhD is still a teenager.
When our time comes and we feel outdated.
Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
The new kids will be smarter and faster and we'll be intimidated. So we'll call them dumb because we're big kids now and frustrated. The cycle of abuse continues and we'll swear it's unrelated. Why do we?